I want to share with you a very simple plan for outsourcing your traffic generation. Basically, over the past few years, I've written a lot on website traffic generation, and the reason is because every webmaster on the face of the planet needs visitors. I mean, without traffic, nothing can happen in your web business. And so, actually, when I looked at positioning myself in the internet marketing space, asking what it is that I wanted to do, and actually when I teach people, when they ask, you know, what should I be selling online, I say sell whatever it is that your market wants to buy. And because a part of my market is marketers and is webmasters, there was no doubt in my mind that they need traffic and they also need a mailing list. And so it was easy for me to choose that as a market. And so I've written entire courses on how to generate free website traffic, outlining dozens of ways that I've used to generate millions of eyeballs to my websites each month. Yeah, the one thing I keep getting asked is people will go through a course, and including some courses that I've written and sold rights to other major marketers. They come to me and they say, you know, I understand everything that you've explained, but can I get somebody to do the work for me? And I actually used to do a lot of search engine optimization and website traffic generation for others, but I no longer do that. And so they also said, you know, even better, you know, can I get it at a really, really inexpensive price? So what I did was I came up with the answer of how do you outsource your traffic generation? How do you get somebody else to do it for you? And better, how do you get them to do it for you for free? And the answer, the obvious answer actually, is that you incentivize them. You give them a benefit, preferably money, and others will do the work for you. They'll go out and they'll work very hard at sending you traffic. You give people the right incentive, and instead of you racking your brain, they'll stay up at night dreaming up creative, hopefully ethical ways to send you traffic. And they'll put in all the time and energy that you would be using to do this. And so what I want to teach today, I guess, and what I do actually, is I go out and I create or I find very simple ebooks, reports, pieces of software, things like that, that I can let others sell and keep most or all of the money, but they send the customer to my site to download the product. And I'll say that again. What I do, what I teach, and what I do is I create or I find simple ebooks, reports, pieces of software, et cetera, that I can let other people sell and keep all the money or most of the money, and then they send the customer to my site to download the product. And then when the customer comes to my site, two things happen. One, I invite that customer to join my mailing list so I can follow up with them. And in some instances, I even require that they join my mailing list. And the reason I do that is because most visitors that hit your website will never come back again unless they're reminded of your website. Even if they bookmark your website, some of us, like me, may have hundreds of bookmarks. So the chances of them just coming back to your website without an email, giving them a gentle nudge to come back, are fairly slim. So I capture people on an autoresponder by asking them to, usually before they download the product, asking them to join my mailing list. And often it's, and say if it's a piece of software I'm giving them, I explain that I want to be able to let them know about other products I offer as well as to give them updates on the software. It's a good reason for them to join my list. The other thing is I always, always, always offer them something else for sale. So I let somebody else sell this inexpensive report, keep all the money maybe to send me the traffic, and then on the download page or on the secondary page, I'll upsell them to some other product so that even on that first contact, the traffic is, the customers are buying. Now, why this system, this technique is, I think, more powerful than just random or free visitors is that these visitors coming to my site are proven buyers. You know, so this traffic has, to me, a much higher value than just some random visitor or even somebody that was given something for free. That's why I say create a report or a piece of software that someone else can sell and keep the money, because even though you're not making the money, they're sending you a proven buyer, and that's what you want when you're building an email list. That's what you want when you get traffic to your website. You want people who are willing to spend money with you. You're not looking for just random researchers or whatever. So let's back up for a minute, though, to what it is you'll have others sell for you and giving them most of the money in exchange for sending a visitor or a customer. The easiest thing in the world is what I would call a special report. Even the title sounds special. You know, you could say I've written a short ebook or even strung together a series of articles, but when you call it a special report, it just sounds more valuable. It has a higher perceived value. So I like to call them special reports. And there is no certain length that the special report has to be. All it has to be is long enough to convey the information that you purport is covered in the report. And these reports can be on anything. I'm talking probably primarily to internet marketers on this show today, but I'm in dozens of niches. I'm in the cooking niche. I'm in health. I'm in pets. I'm in all kinds of niches because I've been at this for a long time. So these reports can be on anything depending on who your customer is and what it is you plan on doing with this traffic after they hit your website. So you have to first of all identify who your traffic is going to be, and that determines what you'd offer them. But you could be offering a report on, I don't know, growing flowers or lawn care or getting traffic or building a list or getting rid of neck pain or eye strain, since you're dealing with computer users, dealing with migraine headaches, dealing with all kinds of health problems. Those are big now because our population is aging. The baby boomers are a huge bubble in our population, and they're all getting older, so they have all these aches and pains. And so products like that are popular. You can look at the economy. You can look at, you know, home heating oil prices are up. So something on how to save on home heating, how to save money, how to help the children. I imagine scholarship money is tightening up now that the economy is tightening up. So, you know, sources of scholarships, people are big on their pets. So how to stop your dog from licking the carpet, whatever. Just a short special report that you write to give away to people who visit your website. I'm sorry, to let others sell and keep the money to send traffic to your website. And then you're building a list of people, say dog owners or parents that have kids ready to go to college, so that you can sell them other products that are related products. Now, if you don't feel like writing, and there are people who say, well, I can't write, I couldn't write, you know, whatever, I never liked writing. Well, I personally like writing, but if you don't feel like writing, you don't have to write. There are tons and tons and tons of people out there who enjoy writing, who enjoy researching, and who write, who just do research on a topic. They may do research on common food allergies that cause migraine headaches or whatever, and they just want to get it out there, and they're so proud of their work, they'll even give it away or they'll sell it dirt cheap, and they'll sell it with what's called private label rights, which basically means they did the research, they wrote it, and they're selling you the right to put your name on it and claim it as your own. That's what private label rights basically means. And there's tons and tons and tons of private label rights products out there on practically anything that you can imagine. You just type in the search engine the term private label rights plus your search term, and you'll find somebody offering the private label rights on, I don't know, how to build a saltwater aquarium, whatever. So that's out there. And then when you get these private label rights products, and we're talking basically about, again, creating a product that you're going to sell through people that visit your website, through people, we'll talk about how to get these people in a minute, and you're going to let them keep all the money or most of the money to incentivize them to go out and work really hard to send you proven buyers. So you get these private label rights products, you need to do several things. Realize that if it's being given away or sold, the person who created it did the research, if they're selling it cheap, they probably are selling it to multiple people to make it worth their time. So you have to realize that if you just take it, put your name on it, don't rename it, leave it the way it is, there's a good chance that you'll have an identical product in the marketplace. So you do need to take the time to change this private label right product to make it a unique product, so that even if two people bought the same product and edited it and made it different, and that one customer bought it from both people, they would see similarities, but they wouldn't say, I just bought two copies of the same thing. You know, they would see that, yes, the information in the first one reinforced information in the second because they're both saying the same thing, but it would be okay. So you need to rename the product. You need to read through it, and I would put it in my own words. I do a lot of work with private label rights material, and I put it in my own words. I make sure it's accurate. And if I'm selling my customers something, I want to make sure it's accurate and that I'm comfortable with what it says. You want to create your own graphic. Since you gave it your own title, you need a new graphic, a new ebook cover or whatever. And if you don't do graphics, you find people dirt cheap on the internet who will do them for you. Some will even do them for you as a favor to show how good they are at creating graphics. And then you are going to roll this product out through an affiliate program. And the simplest program, the one that I use all the time, is a script called Rapid Action Profits. That's Rapid Action Profits, it's plural. And you can find this software. I actually have it on one of my websites, or offered through one of my websites, at therealsecrets.com/rapidactionprofits. And that's all lowercase. therealsecrets.com/rapidactionprofits. The script is created by my friend Sid Hale. And it basically lets you set up an affiliate program where somebody reads a product description, they click on the link to buy, and when they click on the link to buy, they're sent to order, and when they pay, the money goes directly to the affiliate's PayPal account, and then the customer is redirected to your site to download the product. This does a number of things. One is you'll have people who would love to promote your product, but they don't want to wait weeks or months, in some cases, with affiliate programs to get paid. These are people who need money now, like a lot of us do. You know, they have cash flow issues. They need to pay the rent. They need to fix the car. They need to go and visit the doctor. And so they want to make some quick money now. And if you can set up an affiliate program that pays them instantly, you'll get those people promoting you harder than they would some product they've got to wait a month to get paid on. So that's why I like the Rapid Action Profit script, because it you give the affiliate a link. They tell the customer about the product, send the customer over to your site to read about the product, and when they click on the link to order, they pay PayPal, and the money goes directly into the affiliate's PayPal account, and the customer is redirected back to your site to download it. And if you're not paying them 100% of the commission, the script will send whatever percentage of customers, if it's, say, 50-50, then half of the customers, when they make a payment, the money will go to your PayPal account, and the other half will go to an affiliate's account, and the script will keep track and alternate that. So it's very powerful. Again, I like this. It's really, really, really simple. And the power of this is we're talking here about getting other people to send you traffic, and you've incentivized them by paying them. But you're not paying them money out of your pocket. You're paying them for sales that they make for you that they would not, that you would not have otherwise had. So it's not costing you anything. That's why I say it's free website traffic, that you outsource your traffic for free. It's not costing you a penny. Somebody is distributing, selling your ebook that you bought very inexpensively, and they're making sales for you, but you would not have these sales otherwise, and you're not paying anything out of your pocket. You're just paying them a commission on a digital product where you have no delivery costs whatsoever. And even the PayPal fees, since they receive the money, they're paying the PayPal fee. So it's pay per performance. You only pay when you make a sale. And again, that's the script is the Rapid Action Profit script. It's at therealsecrets.com/rapidactionprofits. That's a plural, profits. And you can find it there. Now, I said you can buy private label rights products. I also want to tell you can get private label rights products and all kinds of products that you can give away or sell for free. And I've been actually promoting a lot of free giveaways for that reason. You see, what you have is you have a lot of internet marketers and people in various niches who realize the power is in the list. You keep hearing over and over and over again the money is in the list. Well, the money is not really in the list. The money is in the relationship you build with the list. But in order to build a relationship, you need to build the list first. You need to be able to bring those people back to your site. So what you'll see this time of the year and throughout the year, but it's really, really heavy right now, is a lot of people putting on free list-building giveaways. The way those work is a bunch of people, not necessarily all marketers, they could be in the personal development niche, they could be in health niche, whatever niche, but they say, why don't we all get together and each one of us chip in one gift or several gifts, ebooks, software, access to membership sites, whatever, but they're also, a lot of them are throwing in private label rights to products, they're throwing in resale rights to products, and each person who's a part of this contributes a product, and then they all go out and promote this free giveaway, and they all drive traffic to one site, which is the main giveaway site. A person has to register, and when they log in, they see links to all of the different products that are offered in this free giveaway. They pick the ones they want, they click on a link, and when they click on that link, it takes them to the contributor's website, where the contributor may or may not require you to join their mailing list in order to get their free gift. But if they're giving you some software that's worth $100 or an ebook that is a private label rights ebook on, I don't know, how to win at dog shows or how to make your car last 100,000 miles, it's certainly worth it to just join their mailing list and stay on it long enough to see what the content is that they're giving you. But if you don't like what they're having and you're already saturated with email, there's no obligation to stay on their mailing list. Get off. But that's how you get the free gifts. That's how you get free private label rights to products. And over on my site at willycrawford.com/blog, that's my blog, willycrawford.com/blog or /blog2, I list free giveaways that you can join right now. We go over, you can sign up, and you can get free software, free ebooks, free access to membership sites. But what you're interested in mostly, I would assume, is for this call, free private label rights. There are people writing books on how to, your baby's first year, you know, how to make your car last longer, how to get better gas mileage, how to cut your home heating costs, how to deal with, you know, safety issues, identity theft, you know, all those issues. People are doing research, writing ebooks, and then giving those ebooks away because they want you on their email list. That's what these free giveaways are all about. So you go over to my site, you find a description of one, and what I have actually is there's two sides to this coin. See, there's people giving away these products because they want to build their email list, and with a lot of the ones I have on my site, you can actually join on that end where you give away a product to other people in exchange for them joining your list. So you're building a list that way. But you, with a lot of these, the contributors, once they register as a contributor, they have instant access to the product. A lot of times these giveaways aren't starting for a week or two, but as soon as you join as a contributor, you generally have access to all the products that have been contributed thus far. So there are people in the internet marketing space who join free giveaways as contributors simply to get early access to a product, because there are many people like me who realize that when I'm giving somebody something for free to join my list, I'm starting to build a relationship. And if you give them a product that's garbage, that's the worst way in the world to start a relationship off. So I often will go out, create a brand new product, a brand new ebook, a brand new audio product, have a piece of software created, some PHP script, whatever, just to give away. And so there's a lot of people who join these free giveaways not because they want to build a list as much as that they're looking to see what new free product they can get that they plan on giving away or selling or using as a bonus or something like that. So if you go to my site, willycrawford.com/blog, you'll see some free giveaways listed. Join one or two of those and then sift through the listing and find an ebook that's private label rights. Take that ebook and modify it slightly and then set up an affiliate program using a Rapid Action Profit Script, as I've already described. And then advertise that you have an affiliate program that pays, say, 100%. Say you're selling an ebook for $17 or even $10. It's an impulse item, an impulse buy for their customers. Let them sell it for $10, keep the money, send you that visitor that you also get into your database to follow up with. So they're sending you a subscriber and or a list member and traffic. And then what happens is if you do this right, on your download page you have a link that says, hey, by the way, you can make money from promoting this product too. Click here to join my affiliate program. So you're recruiting the customer to become an affiliate. You give them the product, yes, but you also tell them they can turn around and sell the product. Or in the ebook, you do the same thing. You put instructions on how to join your affiliate program to earn 100% commission. And what you're doing there is you're creating an affiliate program that grows itself. So you go out and you recruit through whatever mechanism 25 affiliates, and those 25 affiliates turn into each of those. They only made like 5 sales each. They've grown your affiliate program to 125, and it just multiplies from there. Not everybody's going to become an affiliate. Not everybody's going to make lots of sales, but it will grow itself if you do it that way. If you, in your ebook, explain how to join your affiliate program, explain how to get signed up, and that you pay 100% commission. I do this all the time. I have dozens of products and over a dozen niches that include personal development and health. And I, in fact, I have a brand new ebook I'll probably be rolling out next week on home remedies. And this was a private label rights book that was written by my friend Michael Worthington. I purchased the rights to, and I'll roll it out as my own product. And I'll give it away. I will sell it and let affiliates keep 100% of the commission to build a list of people interested in home remedies, because I can turn around and sell them other products I find on ClickBank or wherever on home remedies. It's that simple. Now, the other thing you can do, the other alternative is, say when you're contributing to these free giveaways I just talked about, you can give a product that is rebrandable. Say your ebook. In the ebook, you talk about a product, you talk about a problem, and you talk about the solution to the problem. So in the course of talking about the solution to the problem, you recommend several products. For example, during this call, I mentioned Rapid Action Profits, which is a script. It's not my program. It's Sid Hill's program. I am an affiliate of his. So if I wanted to, I could turn this transcript into an ebook. And what I was going to say is you can make some of the links rebrandable. You can make some of the links, you can lock some of the links so they can't be changed, and you can make other links so that when they open the ebook in a certain piece of software, that they can change those links, and then they resave the ebook and lock it, and even encrypt it if you want to, and password protect, whatever. But you can set it up where certain links, certain sections of the ebook are rebrandable, we call it. And I use a piece of software called Viral Document Toolkit. That's Viral Document Toolkit. Viral Document Toolkit lets you open a Word document and find links in the Word document and specify that certain ones can be changed. And then only the ones that you specify can be changed are allowed to be changed in the final document. And you can go and highlight certain blocks of text and specify that can be changed. So you could have something like, this ebook is presented by, or if it was a private label rights ebook, you could even make it so they could just, there's an about the author section, and you could just have the whole block changeable if they don't want to change anything else, which is a bad way to do things. But anyway, you can lock certain sections of your ebook and make other certain sections rebrandable or changeable. And then when you pass this ebook to people in the free giveaway who download it, you pass along the piece of software, the brander, they open the ebook and they change the links that allow it to be changed if they're affiliates of that product, and then they sell or give away or do whatever with the book, but they're spreading your affiliate links, they're spreading links to your website. The secret there is you don't make all of the links in the book changeable, you only make certain ones changeable. Or if you had your own product, maybe you'd want to make the ones to your products changeable and recruit people as your affiliates using that tool. That's another way I use it. So anyway, you would use Viral Document Toolkit for this. This is a piece of software that's very, very intuitive, very easy to use, and it lets you specify or designate which links are rebrandable, and then when you save this file and you pass it along to an end user, they can only change the links that have been designated as changeable. So if you had 20 affiliate links in this ebook and you only wanted half of them, certain ones or certain products changeable, those can be changed and the others can't. And then you can pass this ebook out in those free giveaways. You can pass it out by just giving it to somebody who visits your website as an incentive. And to give them the incentive to pass the ebook along, you point out that they can change certain links and make money from it. It really is that simple. Again, I do this all the time, day after day after day, and I do it with numerous products and numerous niches. And so that is the basic technique I wanted to cover with you for outsourcing traffic. And it's basically creating, the easiest way is to create an affiliate program, again using Rapid Action Profits at therealsecrets.com/Rapid Action Profits is where you'd get the script. Find a private label rights ebook, or if you're a writer and you enjoy writing, write one. It's not that hard. It doesn't, their special report doesn't have to be a certain length. It could be a 20-page special report. It could be a 100-page special report. I don't see any point in making it any longer than is necessary to cover the information. So if in 20 pages you can explain to somebody how their diet is probably causing lower back pain or headache, then you've covered the topic. You can stop. And at the end, maybe you recommend some affiliate product, some gadget, or some other informational product that is supplemental, and so you've built in a back-end sale into your product at the same time. And then you just sell this ebook for $20. And in the ebook, at the very back, you say, you know, you can help other migraine sufferers or other lower back pain sufferers too by recommending this book and get paid for it. And you just put a link to your affiliate program in the ebook. It's that simple. And, I mean, it's It is so easy. You know, you only need the two tools from what I've covered today. Plus, you do need to check out the free giveaways I mentioned. You can go on my website. And one of the objections that I will hear is people say, well, so I'm building a mailing list of people who joined it because they got stuff for free, so these people never buy anything. Remember, I said it's not about building a list. It's about building relationships. So if you start out by giving those people something that has true perceived value, you know, something that you would be happy to get, not a piece of garbage, you know, something that's accurate if it's an ebook, a piece of software that actually works, something that you would happily pay for if you had to, your customers will appreciate that and they will become loyal customers. And it still may take a few emails and a little while to build a relationship with them. Yes, they just got something for free perhaps, or they just bought something and they're going to consume that first before they go back and buy something else. So it does take time to build a relationship with your subscribers and your website visitors. So if you're in these free giveaways, yes, it takes a little while to build the relationship for them to start buying from you, but they do buy from you. I have a database of, just one of my databases, 160,000 subscribers, and I'd say, I don't know, probably 20% of those are from free giveaways, or over half of one of the databases is people who bought products that were sold to other people at 100% commission. And so I didn't make any money on the front end except in upsells. But look at the asset I have. I have this huge database of people that have a very specific interest, and I can sell them or offer them products over and over and over again. So that was the process I wanted to cover with you.